The Economist.
Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Iranian media downplayed an attack by Israel and lifted restrictions on flights over major cities. Explosions were reported near the cities of Esfahan and Tabriz, but Israel avoided a direct strike on the capital, Tehran. Reports emerged separately of strikes on southern Syria. Antony Blinken, America's Secretary of State, continued to call for Israel to exercise restraint in its response to the barrage of drones and missiles launched towards its territory by Iran on April 13th. He also stated that America was not involved in Israel's latest, quote, offensive operations. The foreign minister of the G7, a group of rich democracies, concluded a series of meetings on the island of Capri in Italy. The attendees said they would do more to boost Ukraine's air defences and criticised North Korea and Iran for supplying Russia with weapons. The G7 also strongly criticised China for deepening its economic ties with Russia. A man set himself on fire outside the Manhattan courthouse where Donald Trump is on trial and was taken to hospital. His motive was not clear. Before dousing himself in lighter fluid, he threw pamphlets in the air that made references to, quote, evil billionaires. Court was in session on Friday to choose, quote, alternate jurors. Ukraine's Air Force said that it shot down a Russian strategic bomber for the first time since the beginning of the war. The plane was brought down above the Stavropol region of southern Russia. It had taken part in an airstrike that targeted the Ukrainian city of Dnipro, killing at least 8 people and wounding many more. Armenia will hand over 4 abandoned villages to Azerbaijan. The neighbouring countries are in talks to define their borders and put an end to the intermittent fighting that has erupted for the past 30 years. In exchange for the 4 settlements, which are located near an important highway, Armenia, quote, receives a reduction in security risks, according to its Prime Minister's office. Lithuania's president, Gitanas Nausėda, thanked Poland's police for arresting 2 men accused of attacking Leonid Volkov outside his home last month. Mr. Volkov, an aide to the late Russian opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, suffered a broken arm in the attack. He lives in exile in Lithuania. Mr. Volkov called the attack, quote, an obvious typical gangster greeting from Russia's president, Vladimir Putin. France's government announced that retailers will be forced to notify shoppers when products remain the same price despite getting smaller in size. Bruno Le Maire, the country's finance minister, denounced shrinkflation as a, quote, rip-off. Other Western politicians have grumbled about the phenomenon. In March, President Joe Biden complained about consumers being, quote, charged the same amount for ever smaller chocolate bars. Word of the week, Abitur, the name of the German university entrance exam. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app, or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.